Hello and welcome to the Fear Itself podcast. I'm Janae Day and I'll be your host today as always. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you if you're a new listener and thank you if you've been here with me for a while. I am so glad to have you here. I hope that you find the information in this podcast helpful and informative for you. If you'd like to support the podcast, we would love to be supported by you. You can hit the Support This Podcast button on your platform and it'll take you to a screen and show you how to do that. Thank you to all of my new sponsors this month. You are wonderful and you keep me going doing this work that I love to do so much. So thank you for that. Today's podcast episode, guys, this is one that I look forward to doing all year. Literally, I look forward to this all year, and it sounds like I prepare all year. I do not. I don't want to start this thing under false pretenses. I have not made notes or researched or anything for all of 2020. I did research before I did this episode this week, but I have not been like keeping up with my picks for Christmas gifts for all year. That's not what I mean. But I do think about it all year, and sometimes I'll text myself an idea or hear something that I really like and I think that other people will like it. I really love curating this list of Christmas gifts for people who have anxiety, because if you're a listener who has anxiety and maybe you don't know what to ask for Christmas, but you'd like to have something that you really want or that really brings you comfort or really brings you joy, that you would enjoy, well, maybe you'll get some good ideas from this episode today. If you have somebody in your life who has anxiety and you don't know what to get them, I'm really hoping that one or more of the ideas on my list today will be helpful for you as well. So please hang in and stick around. I'm going to jump right into this. Number one on my Christmas list for people with anxiety for the year 2020 is the weighted blanket. Now, yes, I did include the weighted blanket in my Christmas list last year as well. I'm putting it number one on this year's list because it works so well. I talk to people who have anxiety pretty regularly in the jobs that I do, and this is something that gets talked about a lot, especially when we're talking about gift giving or something that, you know, quote, I wish I could have. The weighted blanket comes up a lot. These are quality products, and a really great thing that's happening is that as the conversation around mental health and mental illness and anxiety expands, as more people talk about this, more companies begin to realize that this is a market, that there is a need here that can be filled, and as that happens, more products and more quality products are produced. So whereas a few years ago, there were not many options for the weighted blanket. The blanket that I have is not actually marketed as a weighted blanket. It just happens to be very heavy and I love it. But nowadays there are a lot of different brands that are making specifically for anxiety these weighted blankets. So they're much more accessible now. There are a lot of different price points now, a lot of different materials and things like that, a lot of different colors. So the only thing that I want to say about the weighted blanket is to make sure that it's about 10% of the body weight of the person that you're purchasing for. So for example, if I was buying for myself, let's say that I was 120 pounds, then I'm going to look for a blanket for myself that is around 12 pounds. Any lighter than that, and it might lose its efficacy. It might not feel like it's working for me. But heavier than that, and it might feel uncomfortable or almost like suffocating, so we don't want that either. So just, and all the blankets, when you look on the websites on Amazon or Macy's, wherever you're looking for a weighted blanket, they usually will have a guide there to remind you of, you know, how to shop, how to choose the right size and things like that. So just make sure that you're reading those things, those recommendations. I did want to say that I saw on Kohl's website, they have a great option for $19.99. They did for their Black Friday sale, and I think it's still up on the site. It comes in a lot of different colors, and it looks like it's a very Sherpa soft material. So if you're not wanting to purchase an $80, $100, $120 blanket when you're not sure if it's going to work, There's options at places like Kohl's. I think Amazon has kind of a cheap option as well. That's a great way to start, okay? Even if it's not like the most luxurious brand, you can buy it, try it. If you like it, you can purchase, you know, the more expensive one down the road if that's what you decide to do. But the weighted blanket for me has been such a lifesaver, especially when it comes to sleeping in places that are not my home. So when we travel, when we go to places like Disney, it's a weird bed. The room has a weird smell. It's not the right temperature. Do you know what I mean? You wake up and you have to remind yourself like, oh yeah, I'm on vacation. The weighted blanket has saved me from panic attacks on numerous occasions. And I cannot really explain that. I don't know exactly why it works. I'm sure you could probably Google it, but I know that it does work. I even take it like on airplanes when I have to fly and just have it on my lap. It really does help to keep me calm. So highly recommend the weighted blanket, especially because now there are so many different options out there at so many different price points. Excellent gift, excellent stocking stuffer. Highly, highly recommend the weighted blanket. Okay, number two. Gifts that are what I like to call sensory pleasing. So we know what the five senses are, and we know what pleasing means, so I'm not going to elaborate on that. These are just gifts that make us feel comfortable, make us feel cozy, make us feel good. So I've written a couple of those down that are just my ideas. You can go with this or go with your own. But a lot of times for people who have anxiety, the senses are not acting as they should when we're in the middle of an anxiety attack or a panic attack. So to bring focus to just even one sense, to smell or sight or taste, helps us to calm down. So to have an item that we can do that with is, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very helpful. So the first idea is fuzzy slippers or a fuzzy robe. Warm fuzzy sweatshirts and joggers are some of my favorite clothing. I live in this stuff when I'm at home. You know when you find just the perfect pair of joggers and they're really cute and there's, you know, they're tie-dye or whatever pattern that you really like and they're buttery, buttery soft. Ugh, it's so good. It's such a good feeling. And these, again, are a popular item, so you can find them at a lot of different price points, at a lot of different places. So you can probably go and find joggers at just about any store, clothing store that you go into, or you can order online. So very simple to do. And then if you do something like the fuzzy slippers or the fuzzy robe and you want to zhuzh it up a little bit, you could always get it monogrammed, put some initials, put an encouraging word or something like that on them. That's such a special gift. If I was to get, you know, a fuzzy warm robe that said mom or had my initials or said brave or something like that, I think that's such a thoughtful gift. The next one is a small water fountain. This is such a cool idea to me because I sleep with water sounds or rain sounds a lot. So if I had a fountain next to my bed, that would sort of serve the same purpose. But it's also visually pleasing. So if you buy a fountain for somebody, just one of those little Zen fountains or a rain fountain, which they look like windows with the rain falling either in front or behind. And the sound of those, they're actually pretty quiet, but they're really, really mesmerizing to watch. So again, if your person has anxiety, they could put this fountain somewhere that they're going to see it a lot during the day. For me, I would probably put it on my desk when I'm working. It just is a very zen item to have and can help us to refocus. Okay, plus not a lot of people have the rain fountains. And again, a lot of different price points. If you just Google rain fountain, you'll see a lot of really cool options. Decaf warm drinks. I wrote this one down because in my family, there's a lot of coffee drinkers. I'm always getting offered coffee or do you want a Starbucks? And I don't drink coffee. I don't personally like the taste of it, but I can't with a lot of caffeine. So it's diet soda or I just don't have anything. And sometimes it feels not awesome to be at a family function and not be able to join in with what everybody's doing. So if you have somebody in your family who is staying away from the caffeine, but everybody else is having a coffee with the foam on it or whatever, and you want to have them be included, get them a decaf version of that. Get a hot tea. Get a hot chocolate hot chocolate is a love language. I am convinced of it. They make gourmet hot chocolates, lots of different kinds to choose from, and they do have decaf options. And there's something about the warm drinks on a cold night that's just really good for the spirit, and it is very calming. The last one for sensory pleasing gifts is a star projector, a star light projector or a star night light projector. It's called a lot of different things depending on what websites you're looking at. But basically, it's what it sounds like. These are just projectors. You plug them in at night and they project images of the stars. Some of them have the planets included. Some of them will project the entire galaxy up on the ceiling. Some of them even do a couple of different things. This is one of the coolest gift ideas to me because, well, number one, if you have kids who have anxiety, it's a really cool thing for them to have that because it helps them to refocus or to focus on something that is not their fear or their anxiety. And it does help them to fall asleep, in my experience. And then for adults as well, especially if this is someone who lives alone, if nighttimes are the hardest time for them, if nighttime is when the anxiety shows up, to again have something to look at and to focus on. For me, I can't deal with flashing lights. I'm very sensitive to a lot of things. We've talked about this before, the loud noises and the, so I can't have the TV on, but sometimes it's too dark in my room. So something like this, a projector that put the stars up on my ceiling, and some of them move and some of them don't. So again, that would be just personal preference and looking around at what your options are. But to have the stars on my ceiling, I think would be really comforting and beautiful. It's a romantic option. So those are my recommendations for sensory pleasing gifts. The next are mind occupiers. And these are gifts that help to refocus the brain or to learn to concentrate or think about solving problems, to learn to concentrate or think about solutions, I guess is what I want to say. So some examples of this are puzzles. And when I say puzzles, I don't mean like crossword puzzles, but I do love crossword puzzles. Those are also a great option. But I'm talking about, you know, the 1,000-piece, and it's like a picture of a castle with seagulls flying over and they have to put it together on the coffee table. Some people really like puzzles. Some people really hate puzzles. So know your audience, right? Know the person that you're buying for before you get them a puzzle. Because I have people in my family who some would be very excited to get a puzzle and some would be super insulted to get a puzzle. So just know the person that you're buying for if you decide to go this route, okay? So puzzles, Sudoku books, brain teasers. They have some really great ones at Barnes & Noble. I will link to these as well. Just gives them something to channel some of that nervous energy as well. Along that same line, paints, painting art sets, kits, craft kits, and adult coloring books are all really, really wonderful for channeling that anxious energy, but also getting into a flow state, releasing some creativity, expressing themselves, maybe being able to paint what they're feeling. Really, really thoughtful gift. And I, for one, would be so touched if somebody purchased something like this for me because I would feel seen. And I know that everybody's different, but for me, art is therapy. So to purchase art supplies for someone with anxiety is a really thoughtful gift. Journals are really great. And I almost didn't put this one on the list because I thought people are going to hear journal and they're going to totally roll their eyes because that's boring. It's just a bunch of paper bound together and it's got nothing on it. But I found a journal the other day and it's actually called Wreck This Journal. And on each journal entry, it tells you to like write down all of your failures on this page and then rip the page out and light it on fire. I'm not even kidding. Like it's things like that throughout the journal. And the point of it is to wreck the journal. So it's therapeutic, it's cathartic, it's healing. I think it's really great. It's an inventive, a creative, what is the word I'm looking for? It's just not a gift that everybody's going to be thinking about. It's not something that everybody's going to give or everybody's going to receive. It's really unique. I think it's a cool idea. And then there's another one called Pocket Scavenger. I actually purchased this for my 11-year-old because he loves scavenger hunts. And this is just a book that every page has a prompt at the top of it. So find something that makes a mark in sand. Okay, so that can be anything, you know, whatever you interpret that to be. And you would go out on a scavenger hunt and find that thing and then write down where you found it and sort of journal and catalog it. Something discarded, an old coupon, five handwriting samples was a cool one that I saw when I was flipping through it. This is something that gets the creative juices flowing. It may even encourage your person with anxiety to have conversation when normally that's uncomfortable for them, or to step outside a little bit if normally they're wanting to stay inside, especially right now. And of course, I do think that everyone should be safe. I know that COVID is still going on, so you know, I'm not saying anything about that, but fresh air and sunshine is good for mental health and for physical health. So those are my ideas for engagement. I also have, I think I have some uncategorized things. I'm just going to say them. Okay, here we go. Cooking classes and other online classes. This was a really cool idea that I came up with because cooking is therapy for me. Not just baking. I'm actually not as good at baking as I am at cooking, like actual food. I love to bake, but a lot of times the things that I make don't come out that great. For example, I made some banana bread muffins the other day and they were really pretty, but they didn't, they were dry and the texture was strange. Yeah, it wasn't a good situation, but they photographed really well. But I'm good at actual food. Anyway, some of you know, back when my grandmother passed in June, I started wanting to learn things, started learning languages, and I went to MasterClass. Some of you have seen the MasterClass advertisements on YouTube or possibly on TV commercials. I don't watch TV. I don't know if they come on TV commercials, but MasterClass is a website, but it's also an app where you can sign up for a year of classes, and I signed up for the cooking class there. Thomas Keller teaches cooking, and cooking is something that I always wanted to learn the actual techniques. So I thought, no time like the present. Let's jump head first. Let's do this thing. The cool thing about MasterClass that I didn't know when I signed up is that once you're signed up, you have access to their entire library of classes. So this means you can learn confidence from RuPaul. You can learn the art of storytelling from people like Neil Gaiman. You can learn hostage negotiation. You can learn interior design. Whatever it is that you want to learn, they have the most brilliant minds talking about and offering their knowledge and their years of expertise. And it's just such a cool gift. And for me personally, social anxiety can be a thing. And for the person in your life who has anxiety and they're not comfortable in crowds, but you would love to do something for them like a cooking class, like a language class, like you know they want to learn how to do this thing, learn this certain craft, certain skill, get better at something, you can go and browse the library before you sign up. You can gift a subscription. You can get a discount if you want to subscribe together. Yeah, I was going somewhere with that and I totally lost that thought. I do want to say right now MasterClass is offering 30% off, I think, a year membership. So I encourage you to go look at that, especially if your person has social anxiety. They want to learn to cook, for example, but they don't want to go to the cooking class. Well, this Thomas Keller, and there are other chefs on here as well, it's the perfect solution. And for me personally, this makes me so happy. So I'm happy to share it with you. The next one on my list is noise-canceling headphones. This one is kind of a no-brainer. If you have someone in your life who is prone to sensory overload, going out to restaurants or loud places, this happens, I think, more with children than with adults, but some adults do deal with it. Noise-canceling headphones are a terrific, terrific solution. If you know you're going to be traveling, if, you know, like I said, you're going to be out somewhere that's very loud and you can't really do anything about the noise-canceling headphones make a huge difference. And for a lot of us, they can keep the anxiety, either keep it from popping up or keep it at a manageable level. And then the last thing I have on my list for Christmas gifts for people with anxiety for 2020 is invite them. And this is not a tangible gift, but it's an important one. Invite them. Just like some people want to stay inside, they have social anxiety like we talked about. So the internet classes, the things that they can do in their home is going to be a good choice for them. It's going to be comfortable for them, and that's great. There are other people who are dealing with anxiety because they're alone. They're afraid to be alone. They have lost people this year. They're dreading the holidays. They're dreading the rest of however many days because they think they're going to have to do it by themselves. And all they really want this holiday season is to be included, is to be remembered, is to be thought of, is to be invited. Invite them. Reach out to them. Check on them. Call them. FaceTime. Whatever you're able to do in your area. That's going to be one of the biggest, most impactful gifts that you can give, I think, this holiday season, is a gift of connection, of truly, genuinely, from your heart, wanting to know how they're doing, wanting to spend time, wanting to hear their stories or tell them your stories, you know, that human connection. I think a lot of people are missing that this year, especially this strange year that we've had. And it's worse for people with anxiety. So that's not necessarily a sensory gift, but definitely one that will make an impact on someone who is dealing with isolation and just feeling like they're alone in this, you know, just making them feel like they're not alone, helping them to know that they are cared about, that they're invited. All right, my friends, I think that's everything I wanted to go over. I apologize if I talked really fast. I could not tell if I was talking to... I tried to slow it down. I really did. I had recorded an earlier version of this episode, and it was so fast, and I got so loud and preachy and sweaty, and I haven't had any soda or anything, so I don't know. I guess I'm just excited about the gifts. I am going to work today and tomorrow on getting this list up online somewhere so that you can have a hard copy if you want that. And you can always email me for that as well. It's fearitselfpodcast@yahoo.com. Or if you have your own suggestions for great Christmas gifts for people with anxiety or something that you would like to have because you have anxiety, please email me. I'll get it to you. I'll email it to someone for you. I'll take your suggestions and post them. All of that. I do want to mention very quickly, there is a great little ebook on Amazon. It's simply called Anxiety Survival Guide. It's about $4.69. It's written by yours truly. It is no frills and no fluff. There are no pictures, but it's some of my best tips and tricks for healing anxiety, but it's really for calming yourself in an emergency or in an urgent situation. So go take a look at that. Also, if you are interested in that, you could gift that to somebody or just get it for yourself. It's only available on Kindle, and you can share it, I believe, with other people who have Kindle or the Kindle app. And I would love for you to share it if you feel like there's value in it. So as always, I'm super thankful for you being here with me today. Live in courage. Happy, happy holidays, and I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.